Riffs versus the Star Wars, Episode 1, Session or Part 4. It is April 2018, and I am Devin, the GM, and to my right we have Explain Why.
Peter as the Doomslayer.
Kevin playing Dr. Warkren.
Tyler playing Siegfried.
Mark as Satan.
All right, gang, what happened last episode, or session? Because this is episode one, The Phantom Menace. What happened last session?
We bought some slaves.
Freed some slaves.
Ah, there it is. It wouldn't be a sponsor by Nobody Game without those two lines.
We got the part we needed from the ship and never have to go back to Tatooine ever again.
Nope,
what
we're down there now.
About on... Huh.
Yeah,
because... Shmi ain't there.
Yeah, there's no mom to go back to and to save. So we never have to meet Aunt Beru and...
Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen probably don't exist because Shmi never marries that dude without legs.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Who raises Luke?
Provided everything goes well, we're probably just going to give him to another royal family or adopt him ourselves as our own mercenary.
Aunt Beru and Owen probably, like, want to have, like, a kid in can, so you'll give him to him when you go into hiding.
His name's Luke Starkiller. He sounds like the perfect child for us to adopt.
Right?
I'm imagining Luke being, like, raised as, like, a prince and being, like, the Leo sort of with a lightsaber, and Leia becoming, like, some hard-as-nails smuggler for no good reason.
We'll just switch it around. We'll be like, no, you can have the kid, the son. Take him.
So you put Leia on Tatooine, and then we get, you know, episode 7, guys.
No, you put, shit, what's that planet called from the new movies? Jakku.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put them all on Jakku! Then they'll just die of, you know, the elements.
Look into your heart. Your parents were Riff's characters.
Look into your heart. You know to be Jakku.
Fuck off.
No, fought...
Fuck off, ghosts!
Well, we fought the Darth Maul and we double tapped him.
Dark Maul.
Whatever.
Do you want to be sued?
The Shinnin. Alright, so you're still in the Star Wars cantina telling B. Arthur this story on Life Day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Alright, boys, I brought refreshments, and we had to get the band back in. They're complaining that their collars were too tight, so we loosened them up and gave them some medicine for it. Keep playing, boys. Another 36 hours every hour.
I haven't seen my children in weeks.
Oh, well, they probably starved, honey. You were the only parent. Be Arthur.
The battle mech champion.
It's so ridiculous.
She fights raptors? You've never seen that portrait? Bay Arthur fights the raptors? It's
no.
A traditionally painted portrait of her.
Find it.
Wrestling raptors.
Find it. Yeah. So, what happened next in your story?
Well, we went to Coruscant, but it was boring.
It was boring? Did you meet anyone fun there?
I mean, we met the Emperor, but I mean, he wasn't the Emperor yet.
Why don't you tell us about that? So that we have context for later parts of the story you'll tell.
Context is nice.
Alright, let's move over to Coruscant. Coruscant, the city, the planet that is one big city. Layers and layers of buildings and steel and metal rising out of the planet core. It's covered in people and cars and pollution and nightmares. Oh, it's also the center of the Republic. Anyway, Padme has taken her leave of you guys, and you guys got paid. You take like $10,000 each.
Oh, cool.
Okay. If I said a number earlier, it's really on you to remember that.
Okay.
I can almost afford cybernetics.
But, yeah, I don't know. What would you guys want to do on Coruscant? It's like a giant city planet.
Oh, I'm buying some, like, parts and, like, technical manuals and going to be trying to fiddle around stuff and teaching sort of Anakin the basics of techno magic. I'm going to take this whole apprenticeship thing really seriously.
Perfect.
I'm going to take C-3PO out on a night on the town. Something really fancy.
I'm going to kind of try to cozy in with the senators and whatnot and be like, oh yes, I helped you, so you know.
Oh,
show me how this works.
Okay, so this is a Democratic Republic. which means senators represent all these different planets, like one senator per planet, and they all vote on issues and form coalitions, and there's like 800,000 voices all voting on one thing or another.
That sounds very confusing.
Really unmanageable. Actually, I'm not there, so sorry.
Both now!
How does one become a senator?
Oh, you just have to come from a planet that's in the Republic and be elected by the planet to be your senator.
Pretty much like you elect a queen, but...
I, of course, am not a senator. I'm a queen of my planet. I'm democratically elected. We have a senator in the Senate. Senator the Emperor!
Oh, I would love to meet him.
He actually said that he'd love to meet you guys to say thank you for all the work you've done. Senator the Emperor is hoping to coordinate a meetup.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sure once we burn through our, you know, earnings, as we often do, we'll be certainly eager to meet someone who, you know, has money.
Money.
And yeah, so all the senators vote, and the voting and the overhead is handled by the Supreme Chancellor, who is kind of at the middle and manages votes and larger issues, and can be given emergency powers so he can suspend all 800,000 votes and vote on behalf of everyone to speed along the wheels of democracy.
That sounds very abusable, yes?
Only if your democracy is horrifically flawed and corrupt, but ours isn't. This democracy has lasted 1,000 generations, not years, generations. So it's impossible for it to fall. It's too big to fail.
Doctor is just smiling at her with his head tilted to the side, his eyes unseeable through his goggles. I see.
Oh, dog person.
Yeah. So you guys all hang out and do your own thing.
Yep.
Then you you all get a note that your senator, the emperor, wants to meet with you.
Hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
You want to meet with him?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. You are brought to the Naboo senator, the emperor's senator room. It's a large cylindrical room with a circular window that has like staining on it. There's a senator chair pointing out the window and senatorial guards on the inside. When you enter, he turns around in his senator chair and he's dressed up in black senator robes.
See? Some of those robes are fashionable.
I love this place.
Cuts back to the cantina, B. Arthur. Did it really look like that?
It's cooler that way.
All right.
Welcome, my esteemed friends.
Greetings. Thank you for the invitation. Dr. Satan is honored to attend.
I am just so relieved that you were able to rescue Queen Amidala from the treachery of the Trade Federation.
Yes, it would seem that they are working for a higher power, however. We have found evidence to say otherwise.
The Trade Federation are a spineless and cowardly group, easily manipulated by those with a strong will.
Flashy dressers, though. Credit where credit is due.
Doctor,
what evidence do you have?
Bring it forth to me.
The doctor walks forward with the message with exact copy of the emperor.
Clearly the emperor.
He's just smiling. He kind of looks at one and then the other and he's like, oh, I see.
I mean, in this moment, he didn't look like this. But in the retelling, it's
okay. Just
easier.
But he's like looking at the chin. He's like,
it's like a perfect match if this was filmed.
Recycled animation.
Yeah, like they're looping the animation, like when he's moving and it's moving too. It's
it's the politician build.
This phantom menace pulling the strings behind the scenes of the Republic must be dealt with.
I will put forward a movement in the Senate to have the Trade Federation's blockade rescinded. Perhaps you should reach out to
the authorities here. See if you can influence their decision making.
The Marine cracks knuckles.
Who would we speak to about this?
The Jedi.
Oh.
No.
Oh. He looks down at the fucking lightsaber connected to your waist. It's like, oh.
And then the other dual lightsaber.
Tuck away behind there.
Do you also have Darth Maul's lightsaber?
He didn't have a lightsaber, it was a gun lightsaber. Also known as a blaster.
It shows miniature lightsabers.
The Supreme Chancellor went behind the Senate's oversight and sent two Jedi Knights to the Trade Federation. And they were never heard from again.
Very unfortunate. I cannot imagine what might have happened to them.
Quite unfortunate.
Quite.
Quite.
But if some were to confirm their fate and their murder at the hands of Newt Gunray, it would push the Jedi into acting against them. They would be sent in the crossfires of this Senate dispute. How conflicting.
From a certain point of view, they were killed by Newt Gunray. And I'll wink.
Ah, I see we have an esteemed diplomat among us.
Yes, let's meet with the Jedi Council.
Please, someone ask if it's legal.
If what's legal?
Anything. String it together.
Is this legal?
He snaps his head, pock like, I will make it legal.
That's good, then.
Yeah, that's
nothing to worry about.
This politician is very on the ball.
Go. Seek out the Jedi.
Okay.
Then his chair swivels away for you to stare out into the space. Space outside his window.
Yeah. What floor is this?
Like
first floor.
A billion. Just like on the ship in the third movie, which has like for no reason a giant spooky tower.
Man, this elevator ride down will take forever.
We'll die. You're like the fourth generation of your characters. Anyway, you leave Senator the Emperor's Senate room. His Senate guards see you out.
Wearing the red armor, of course.
It's like black. It's like all like you know.
They look like black centurions, basically.
Yeah, it's very Roman for some reason.
I like the cut of his jib. The black and red colors of the room clearly indicate his friendship and desire for peace.
It's as peaceful as the galaxy. All black.
So, yeah, what's your next move, player characters?
I guess we gotta find the Jedi.
Yes.
Maybe they're in that huge, elaborate temple.
I'm gonna just
well,
take the lightsaber and, like, tuck it inside, like, the, so it's not, like, clearly visible.
Maybe shoot it a little so it looks like it was battle damaged. Oh, we saw them die.
Oh, yeah, we can bring this evidence.
That's what Palpatine was heavily implying. You should be like, oh yeah, we saw them murdered.
Yeah, see? There's
Which
a recording of them and the thermal detonator.
Yeah, it's just like, I just take a look at it. It's like, take a look at the laser. Okay, that's crap. The only thing that matters is the crystals.
There's no crystal.
Really?
No. There's no crystal. That's garbage.
Okay.
It's a fucking laser that freezes the laser beam. None of this. Ooh, you have to slot in the Pokeball crystals to give yourself lightning stats. I hate that. I hate everything. Let it flow through you.
What the elemental damage, Devin?
Elemental damage?
Yeah, just put the proper stones in and...
It's not fucking Final Fantasy and this is not Materia.
We need a Horadric Cube if we're gonna get the proper lights.
You found quite a treasure in that Horadric Cube.
Just take a while.
I don't remember any of those lines. Even though I've played that game a billion times. Scene swipe! Whoop! Jedi Temple!
We go up the longest flight of stairs.
It's so huge. Like, you don't realize how big it is when you see it, because it's like, oh, it's this little tower. So it's like, there's a whole two pyramids under it. It's stupid big. It's like Mega City 1 big. Anyway, it's the Jedi Temple. You're met by a Jedi. He is played by Samuel L. Jackson.
And Anakin's there, too.
Yeah, you brought Anakin with you. Whatever. He's your apprentice.
He just appeared there. We didn't intentionally.
Yeah, he is here.
It's like, is that Samuel L. Jackson?
Pulp Fiction came out, right?
Did it?
Yes.
When did we? Oh, yeah. Okay.
1980. Wait, no. Pulp Fiction was in the 90s.
I mean, it's a very 90s movie.
And Samuel L. Jackson was in other things.
Yep.
Pee-wee's
Playhouse.
He's fucking Playhouse.
That's probably where I'd recognize him from.
The man from Pee-wee's Playhouse is here.
Cowboy Curtis.
He was in The Exorcist 3.
Yeah, nobody watched that.
Poor guy.
I mean, he was in The Exorcist as uncredited extra.
What? No, he wasn't.
I mean, look at the IMDb.
Huh. Well, I guess the wiki's not that great. He was in School Days. He was in The Exterminator as uncredited extra. Oh, the Exterminator was an 80s like Mad Max movie about a dude who dresses up in a flamethrower suit and flamethrowers people who are... Because there's just gang violence everywhere, so he's just killing people in the street with a flamethrower. The cops do not care.
Like the Vigilante series.
Yeah, it's a stock Vigilante revenge movie. Oh, he's in Coming to America.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the 80s, so there you go. There, we all know what he's from.
Moving on, the TV series.
Oh my god. Pulp Fiction came out in 1994, and Phantom Menace came out in 1999. There's only a 5-year gap from classic Samuel L. Jackson to I'm in a garbage movie for garbage.
Yep.
And there's only, like, that's not a lot of time.
No, I mean, Pulp Fiction basically turned him from an extra into a...
Like, true? You know, he was in Jurassic Park, and, oh, I thought it said Lethal Weapon. He was in Loaded Weapon 1. Not Lethal Weapon 1.
It's a world of difference.
Anyway, Samuel Jackson's there. He looks like Samuel Jackson as the character in this terrible movie. You're in a room full of stupid shit. You're in a room, it's all green screen, and there's nothing but green tennis balls hanging from the ceiling they'll add in later. Thank you for coming to the meditation chamber. Again, all green screen around you.
And really uncomfortable looking chairs.
Just there's flat, square, like stools. They'll add in the chair later. The floor, everything. He's actually just wearing normal clothes. Like, he's wearing, like, 1990s streetwear. And they'll just add the costume later. He has little green tape bits on his shoulders and stuff for, locking it on.
We have some unfortunate news about that Jedi dude you sent out.
Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn.
I don't even remember one.
Wow.
Those are only one.
Either way, the...
We've never met them, but...
We witnessed their deaths.
Tell me more.
The Trade Federation. They set off a...
The Trade Federation are a menace to the galaxy.
Yes. Utterly incredible. They set off a thermal detonator in the room the Jedi were in.
Tell me more.
It vented one and two. No, it killed them both. It vented. It completely evaporated one, and the other was ripped apart. His last words were to deliver a message to you.
Is this true?
Yes.
I mean, just look at that face.
That's Qui-Gon Jinn's lightsaber. It must mean he's been killed.
Oh, good. Yes, we all agree.
That settles that.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing this, mercenaries. The Jedi Temple will reward you greatly.
Yes. How will you handle this?
The Trade Federation is a scourge to the galaxy and freedom.
Yes. How will you handle them?
We will send people to deal with them.
You just did that, and they got exploded. Remember?
He goes to the green room and picks up a green case that's a box and hands it over to you, and you all are aware that your inventory has been increased by like 20,000 credits. Just in your minds, you know this.
Oh, yes. You are handling it perfectly.
I've been told that the Trade Federation has killed two of our Jedi recently. We want to send an extra team to go in and deal with it. It seems to be a war zone scenario on Naboo. Can you mercenaries go and deal with it?
Certainly.
Yes, for more money. We'd like money.
Is there any more information I can give you?
When you say deal with...
The Trade Federation is a scourge on the freedom of the Republic and the galaxy. They must be driven from Naboo.
What's your policy on collateral damage?
The Trade Federation is violating human and legal rights by being there. Doesn't matter what the Senate says.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, let's take this strange green case and...
You're breaking kayfabe!
What?
You're breaking kayfabe!
Yes.
Yes. I've heard it. Only one.
I guess we'll just leave since these are stock characters. We won't show up again, ever.
Have you been to the Clouds District? The Cloudhammer District. Of course you haven't. Alright, you leave the Jedi Temple and the totally not in a cross-like pose as if his animation didn't load Samuel L. Jackson and leave.
I was about to check if there's an exclamation mark over his head.
No, it's grayed out.
Oh.
They'll add it in later.
Back to Naboo?
He caught the bit, right?
No.
He was just being an NPC? Because he was so wooden in that movie?
Yep.
Made me want to die.
I was kind of, I figured it would be that, or it would be the, I need you to go deal with these motherfucking Trade Federation.
I'm not doing a Samuel L. Jackson accent or impression. That's just not going to go well.
Probably for the best.
It's just not happening. But I'm going to make fun of how wooden his acting was, because it wasn't his fault. Much like Star Trek Voyager, it's come out that they were told to act badly.
Of course, the Jedi Council have no emotion.
Anyway, yeah, alright, so you guys have been hired to help Queen Amidala. Oh, yeah, you get back to Queen Amidala's queen estate, which has, like, fountains and stuff, and, like, ducks everywhere, swans. It's goose-infested.
Yeah.
so we get chased out again.
Mega damage!
Satan can clear these geese out and provide for dinner tonight very quickly.
These are royal geese. Each one of them is actually a voter in the Congress. Not the Senate, Congress, different thing.
Oh, God, that's so stupid. I mean, I see.
Anyway, Amidala gives you an update on the situation. The Senate is moving too slowly for the crisis on Naboo. Tens of people die every day of the trade blockade.
That's like a tenth of your population every day.
It's a genocide not seen since the Old Republic was founded.
Well... Clearly we have to move fast and solve this problem for money.
I institute a vote of no confidence on Supreme Chancellor Valorum. And now, Senator, the Emperor, has been voted Supreme Chancellor of the entire Republic. He will guide our government to a new age of prosperity.
This is all so boring.
The Trade Federation has put forward a motion for an investigatory team to be sent to Naboo to validate the validity of the claims I've made against the Trade Federation's blockade's legality.
They're going to shoot at you. They did the last time.
Yes, I'm taking a team to go back to Naboo and fight it out myself before the Senate will take years to deal with this.
Perfect.
What a happy coincidence. We're going to...
So, what about their ships?
What ships?
The ships the Trade Federation have.
Well, the blockade is the droid control ship. If we were able to take that out, we could stop the entire invasion. She shows a live feed of Naboo and the orbit around it, and instead of the thousands and thousands of ships, there's just the one. I'm not even making that up. That's in the movie.
I was like three in that one shot or something.
I don't even remember seeing the one. I might have had a cropped screen.
So, they're... Let me try to understand this. They're droids. They have a central... control system for their entire army?
A droid brain, yes.
Inside the ship?
Yes.
I think I have a better idea.
Well, we need to land on the planet and capture Newt Gunray. As soon as we do, the entire army will be helpless. The robots won't know what to do once their living master has been captured. They'll all instantly know he's been captured.
Why don't we just hack the ship?
Hack it to bits, yes.
I don't know what that would
be. Why don't we just take control of the ship? I can get me to the CPU and I can reprogram it and take control of the entire army.
If we can get one of you to the droid ship, you can destroy it.
Yes.
Or we could have an entire droid army by hacking it.
I don't understand that word, hacking?
It's okay.
Oh, it's like, I think I'm going to like this universe.
She says, her computer clearly on, no login screen.
You just push a button and it works. There is no security.
I mean, no, you've got a little, you know, R2 unit that's just...
Yeah, they just plug in. You just have an R2 unit plug in.
This is not Mass Effect where you just mass
smear gel on everything.
Tech lube.
Okay. So I guess we're going from the booth.
Alright, so this is the plan. As scene swipe, you're in the ship.
Yep.
Driving to Naboo. Alright, some of you will break off to attack the droid control ship. But to do that, we have to free our pilots so they can go into space and fight the fleet they have. There's a central control ship, but they have scout ships and droid ships that will defend it.
Okay.
So, we'll hit the surface. One team will break off and free the pilots and go into space and try to shoot down the ship. Another team will go to the swamp planet, the swamp side of Naboo, with my jester and recruit his people as they owe a debt of statehood to our government.
Why are we bothering?
To be our personal...
Just get the ship. It controls everything. If you take out the ship, you don't need to worry about it.
Well, those of you
if
can
you control
take
the
ship,
Newt Gunray is captured and there's no blockade.
Oh, so the doctor just immediately puts his finger to the side of his nose.
Oh, Anakin catches on, puts his finger to his nose. Who was last? You were last! You have to go negotiate with the Gungans!
I mean, he's the best qualified, so...
Anyway, you give your very reasonable...
That is my calling.
You give your reasonable rant about how dumb this plan is, and she just kind of nods sagely. And a third group of us will have to then go and capture Newt Gunray. We'll have to firefight our way through all the droids and... whatever else they've brought with them, maybe even a secret apprentice, to capture him.
Okay.
The Gungan army will give me a distraction. They'll drive most of the droids outside of the city, leaving only a skeleton crew behind.
That sounds very predictable, yes.
A sound plan.
Your plan's good. How will you hack the ship, though, without a ship to get to it?
I mean, we'll just go on one of those ships we free.
There you go. So you gotta free the ships anyway!
Yeah.
Maybe if we had some sort of single ship, could potentially sneak aboard.
If only.
If only. Pan out to the ship.
No, it'll get shot down!
Yeah, I don't think that's like a warship. I think that was like a...
It's like a runner. It's not armored.
I mean, he got hit multiple times.
I'd like to point out also that at one point in the movie, one guy, a six-year-old, however old he was, piloted a ship directly into the hangar.
Yeah, but he knows how to spin.
And also, that was a shielded, you know, fighter ship, not a
And it was small, ship. So it's harder to hit. And he knew a really good trick.
Spinning. Barrel rolls.
And it was on automatic pilot.
Yeah, so I don't think a carrier ship would get on that.
We'll get shot down.
I'm a really good pilot, but at the same time,
yeah.
Not risking it.
So what are the teams?
Yeah, how are you going to split the party up? I mean, you all have to go together to the planet to free the pilots, and then you'd have to break up.
Hmm.
I mean, that's...
Space.
Yeah, the ship is so big, it needs a big cannon to blow it up, so...
Oh my god!
Your guts are huge!
If you can get me inside, I can take control and we can have an entire robot army.
What fun would that be? Then we would be out of work!
I don't like the idea of enslaving robots.
No, we would just get bigger jobs.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see.
Taking the Trade Federation's droids, is that legal?
That's stealing.
I will make it legal.
Stealing.
Alright, so, you guys... breeze past that ship, it's fine. You don't have to worry about the ship. It shoots at you. It's one ship. You know, it's like, you're fine. You get past it real easy. You just go to the other side of the planet.
It only shoots people leaving the planet.
It's lasers ghost through you. The lasers go through like they're a ghost if you're going to the planet. They're only real if you're leaving. It's like Barovia and Ravenloft. So yeah, they helplessly shoot light beams at you that do nothing.
Pew, 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 pew.
Fuck. And then, I guess I'll put on action music. One moment. You descend on Naboo. Where the fuck did they land in episode one?
In the forest, near the swamp where the Gungans live, because they had to seek them out in their holy sanctuary.
Lame. Alright. You guys land in the forest and, like, knock some trees over and stuff, and it partially sinks into the swamp. You all get out. Don't worry about the ship. We won't need it once we're back in Naboo.
Note to self, steal ship later.
Alright, there you go. You just steal that ship. Alright, well, you should go meet with the Gungans and tell them to pay up their debts.
Will do.
Let's all go to Naboo.
Let's.
Yes.
The jester separates from the crowd. He that cuts off 20 years of life cuts off so many years yearning for death.
Wise
well
words.
Said.
Oh, should you not bring the jester? Since it is his people, you are.
Yeah,
I
assume he's coming like, with he's separate from the group to like hang out with you.
Yes.
Yeah. They're truly the greatest diplomatic team of all time.
Have him wear this neon vest.
So he doesn't get shot by hunters.
Exactly.
Alright, you guys are walking through the forest as you guys run to Naboo. Juggling skulls, walking on his hands while his feet are juggling skulls.
Okay.
Yeah, just hanging out.
So, any tips on speaking to your people there?
Oh yes. Be absolute for death, either death or life, shall thereby be the sweeter.
Open with a joke. Got it.
So the whole race was just quoting Shakespeare.
Alright.
And the cyborg taking it as as absolutely anything he wants.
Alright. Scene swipe. You're at the Gungan City. It's an underwater city.
Okay. Are we already there, or do we have to swim down?
He takes a rock and just hucks it in the water. And then some guys walk out. Hey, Jar Jar. Stranger. What can I do for you?
I was told to come and collect you. You need to pay your debt and help us fight for the liberation of this planet.
Ah, senatorial life debt, right. Okay. Sure. We notice that there's a machine army. Planet, killing all your people. At least, the death toll's been catastrophic. At least two people have died.
Yep. It's pretty rough.
We haven't seen that much carnage since the war where our people were enslaved by the Naboo.
And yet here we are, still talking.
Jesus! Fucking Christ, dude. Benny, take it. Take it.
Life day. That's obviously related to the life day.
Yeah, there you go. It's topical. You're putting the life back in life day. So, all right. He goes back he takes a conch shell and blows it, and then in like a minute, a bunch of warriors and soldiers come out.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Lead the way, Jar Jar. I'm Gameron, by the way, and this is Phil. Sherion and Galaxy.
I'm not gonna remember that. I am terrible with names.
yeah, it's fine. Alright. You know, there's Captain Tanaka over there.
We'll head to Naboo to reinforce these guys.
Yeah, we'll make a bunch of noise and draw out the droids so we can all like get to a fight and get shot by them, and that'll hopefully let you guys go in and deal with it. Standard Naboo invasion plan.
Yeah, droids are attracted to noise. We're crazy like that. Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It was you can't see listeners, it was the hand motion he made.
With all their fire. Like, doesn't remind me of South Park the movie.
I don't remember that movie because it's been 30 years since it came out. I don't remember a thing about it. Just a haze in my memory. Anyway, I don't know, about a half hour later, you walk out of the forest with like 10,000 Gungans and those big things and the generators and stuff, and they're all like making noise. You know, blowing music and conches and shooting into the sky with like cannons and stuff. The droid army's walking out with tanks and those droid carrier ships and stuff. If you you want to go back to see your friends, you don't have to stay here for the fight.
You know, we're not that close, and this looks like it's going to be a pretty cool fight.
No, all right. Do you want to go on the front lines with the prisoner soldiers? We put them on the front lines first to die. And then after they're cleared out, you know, there's the archery men, the artillery. Where do you want to go?
Sure, I'll go to the front. But can I take one of those big blue balls with me?
The paintballs? Yeah, we use them to paint our targets for our artillery, sure.
Yeah, okay, I'll grab one of those and I'll go to the front.
Yeah, go for it. Take a couple. They're cheap to make.
Okay, I got two sets of arms, so I'll grab two balls.
All right, you're going to do the war with for Naboo?
Yeah, I'll do the war for Naboo.
Yeah, no, nothing can hurt you. Maybe the tanks, but you're not going to, you know, let the tanks shoot you, right?
They have those massive shields to protect you from that, so...
Yeah.
I'm just assuming he's, like, going to walk up next to a tank and, like, walk on top of it. Like, not even, like, with any urgency and just, like, open it up, pull the robot out, put it down outside, walk into the tank, and start driving the tank through people, Grand Theft Auto style.
I go to their hover tanks and just kill over and survive.
We'll probably try and throw the tanks at the other tanks is where I would go with that.
Just main damage weapon?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll cut back to Naboo because you deal with that.
Okay.
All right. You enter Naboo. As you approach, because you have to go the long way around, you see a long line of smoke and busy work as the entire droid army leaves.
What a great battle plan.
Yes, it's a plan my forebears conceived of in the event that we were invaded by any force. We send the Gungans.
And I assume they all die.
No, only their prisoner population.
I see.
And their lower to middle class. It helps keep a stable relationship with us.
The important people will survive.
Look at your face, Gavin.
The name NPCs.
Satan is just considering at the end of this fight, maybe just it would be worth not getting paid to just accidentally have a malfunction with the flamethrower and wipe out the name of your royal family.
Oh no, all six of them?
They're not a royal family. They're democratically elected.
They're all
there's no Nobu. There's no Nobu royal family. They're democratically elected. She's serving two terms as queen of the planet.
Yeah. The 14-year-old queen.
Yeah.
She knows so much about politics.
This worked out pretty well.
Yeah. Robot genocide.
It's not genocide if they're not really a species.
Well, they do feel pain.
That's confusing to everyone. Robots just naturally feel pain.
How about take over the robots, claim Naboo for ourselves, declare it a freed paradise for droids and slaves.
That sounds like war.
That doesn't sound very cash money.
That's how it was talking about work.
Taxes, but what if people aren't paying the proper taxes on your exports and you have to set up a blockade?
Well, then we have these droids.
All right, we'll send two of us to go deal with the blockade issue. Two of our negotiators.
That's just for the pilots.
All right. So you run through the vast, beautiful Venetian city of Naboo, hanging Babylonian gardens, fountains, canals, flower gardens everywhere that are still kept by the automatic sprinkler system and feeding system. So everything, even though it's been blockaded for a couple days, it's still lush and vibrant and living because everything's just fine.
That's good.
Hydroponics.
I mean, yeah. We don't want to add any extra CG to this, thing.
Yeah, no, you gotta use models for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of droids or anything over here, because, you let them out of the city. But then you get to the fighter pilot hangar. The fighter pilots have been here for the 2 days you've been gone, pretty much.
Sitting on their asses.
There's, like, 12 of them. They're different color-coded, so it's, like, in three groups of four. They're playing space cards. Sabacc. There's like a craft service table nearby for them.
They're like extras.
You're getting paid overtime for this. $30 an hour.
There's no guards or anything, right?
Oh yeah, there's droids.
No
just standing around, staring off into space, being droids. Padme, she's looking in. She has a gun. Yes. She's like, this is going to be a tense fight. There's at least 12 battle droids.
Impassable mass, just like,
right? There's at least 12 droids in there. Some of us might die.
Or you can just sit on your asses and
we are essentially laser proof to them.
You have a lot of, what's the word when someone's like really confident about themselves in a good way?
Cocky.
In a good way.
Confidence?
Bravado. Your bravado is, I can't remember words right now. Your bravado is inspiring, but we have to be careful. We don't want to lose anyone else. All together.
All together now.
I love how this started as a farce, and it's just been spiraling down.
Well, episode one.
Mutter, mutter, mutter. Satanic mutters.
Satan mutters.
Right.
They're all about a medium template, by the way. Just throwing that out there. Flamethrower.
Yeah, I'll light them up.
Fireball.
I'm assuming. I thought they were scattered around in the prisoners. So I wasn't considering.
No, they're kind of clustered together in a medium template.
In just the worst tactics ever.
There's like actual tape on the ground that tapes out a Rift's medium template, and they're just kind of standing just in the line.
That's your magic.
Benny.
Oh, boy. Ooh-ee. Oh, shit. Where's your spider walker? You walked into town, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we stealthily walked it into town.
15.
Just cover that in leaves.
And mega damage.
Oh no!
So 3d8 plus d6. Wow, that was terrible. I will use another Benny to reroll damage.
Oh my god.
Ben-ess.
There we go. Oh, weapon damage is an open ended, is it?
Yeah, it totally is. It blows up.
Never mind.
You did 3 wounds to them.
Yeah,
okay, they're
super dead.
They were all wild talents. The robot armor melts off to reveal that they're all Terminator killbots. They're all Terminator killbots who are also 5th level mages. Like from Mage the Ascension.
Essence.
5 dots in every stat.
They're hit marks.
Yeah, they're hit marks. Who once were mages. So they have 5 in like forces, correspondence, all of it.
You have 3 obsessions.
No, Ascension. Different game. Their guns negate paradox. They're like a flashlight.
Oh no, we're seizing up.
Alright, they all melt.
Hail Satan.
You are freed by Satan.
The pilots are like cheering stuff.
Okay, now I'll take my renown. renown.
Yeah, there you go. You got your renown. The pods are getting up. I'm almost walking up to them. It's like, we have to hurry. That firefight was intense, but we have to keep on moving.
I mean, it was quite intense. You know, the searing heat from the blast.
To your stations, fighters. They're all, like, moving to their ships. Anakin's eyeing one of the ships and sidling towards it with R2.
Wait. I have to give you something. You just take one of the guns off one of the corpses because one of the, you know, pilots just inevitably died for some reason despite the fact there was no return fire. It's just...
He got stung by a bee.
Yes. Takes this, just in case.
A gun?
Yes.
So uncivilized.
You need a more elegant weapon.
One day we will find you a proper weapon.
I have something else for him.
Oh my god.
I can sort of actually use this now. Alright, I give him a... I'll give him a chip.
Okay.
Like a bunch of weird glowing lights.
Alright, he takes it.
You have the ability to use this when you need it. It will help you. It will help you fly the ship.
Okay. He takes it. He goes up into the cockpit. Yippee!
Yeah, it's a one of my. It's.
I was almost contemplating him like starting to take off and just drive into the wall. Like not crash, just stuck. It's backing up. Crashing into other ships. Starting to fire wildly.
Yeah,
that's why it's an autopilot.
What is it? What is that chip?
The chip, it's one of my chip spells. If he's got, if he has Awakened, so, which obviously
yeah.
he is,
yeah.
He can actually pick it off himself. And it will, it's got Mega Boost attribute on it for piloting.
Neat! That's gonna help, because he has, like, no piloting.
Yeah, I mean, it would be crazy if you were to, like, fly the ship and try and do anything, that wouldn't make any sense at all.
You'd be a drunk asshole. Alright, so you guys are going into space, right?
Yeah.
So what, are you going to get on Anakin's ship?
Oh, we thought we could have...
I don't know.
We either have pilots.
We'll take that one. Well, for me, I'm just going...
That's what I said, like you're going to stand on the ship as it takes off?
Yeah, I'm standing on the ship.
That way you guys can both be on the wheels. You can both be on the wings as it takes off and be shooting down.
I legitimately don't know if I have pilot. Oh, no, I do. Yes, good.
I'm just saying, you could all be on one space fighter. Anakin will be like...
You could actually sit in the Astro... Could you?
No, he's enormous.
No, he's way too big. I'm 3 meters tall.
I'll make a knowledge physics test or something to figure out if that's going to work. It's going to work
you guys,
for the purpose of this
game. On each wing?
Yeah, no, him flying on it. I'm going to take a ship.
Alright, fine, take a ship. You can take Porkin's ship.
Well, it's due. We're at six.
Rest easy, Porkins. Stung by a bee.
Rat sucks, stunning bomb.
They're gonna do like a Vietnam memorial wall for Porkins and the three other people who died
in
the invasion.
No, it's a giant,
like a giant, like
50 foot monument, like 500 foot.
Batman versus Superman sized monument, like who died in like the metropolis. Like with the name lines all set up, there's like three names. It's like never forget.
Like Bob, you know, Sija Noah. And Mittens, the kitten.
Yeah, it's... Fuck this movie. Alright, you guys, dramatically, after that tense battle and the war going on, and you're split up now, and it's only Kevin and his Spider-Walker and Queen Amidala outside the Spider-Walker, taking cover. Like, she's, like, walking around, taking covers, shooting over cover. You're in the armored tank. You've split into three groups. Will you live? Will we get to movie two? I don't know! It's crazy, you've all split up. So, let's go back to our cantina and end this session. You all split up?
Yes, normally it is not a good idea, but we had little choice in this matter.
I mean, it was such a cakewalk.
Oh, but all those battle droids, weren't they such a hassle?
No.
No.
I mean, they were made by the cheapest, you know, bidder.
Stepped on them.
It seems like it was a firefight in the palace, though, right?
Oh, yes. Reinforcements did come. Very strange, but...
And the battle with those fish people.
Hmm?
Oh yes, they were there too.
Some of them died.
It was very tragic.
Like, one person from Tatooine dies, and like, or Naboo dies, like, hundreds of fish people.
There is a famous apocryphal story between, since validity is in question, of, I think it was a town like Newfoundland or Vancouver or something, right? They had two people who were, they had one person who was on the Titanic when it went down. So the newspaper the day the Titanic went down read, local man dies in boating accident.
I mean, yeah.
It's apocryphal. I don't know the validity of it, but it's local man dies in boating accident. All right. Well, you're all there at the Star Wars Cantina, the craziest people you've ever seen. And we will wrap for the last session of The Phantom Menace. Like, not right now. But we're wrapping to move into the next one. This is episode 4, listeners. It's not the end. So, I was Devin.
Peter.
Kevin.
Tyler.
Mark.
And this is sponsored by Nobody. Signing off.